I'm going to skin cast up to this MP.
Oh yeah. Mikey. You need to make some money.
Yeah, but
people buy some accents or both. When we get money.
We should do t-shirts or something. I still think we should do t-shirts on a
couple
of times.
Yeah, that would be quite
cool. It's like, I waste my life listening to
you. Just have a little online shop. It would be great. We'll sell DVDs.
Yeah, we could do that. Cafe Press do CDs, so we could put episodes on the CDs.
Yeah.
And it'll actually look, like, remotely professional. And we'll just have to, like, up the margin, like, 500%, so we make, like, 10 grand off each CD sold.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have to do that later on.
I think I could design some good t-shirts.
Yeah, I mean, if you just make a really high-res graphic for, like, on the front, the back, or, like, there, or whatever, then we're sorted. So what do you think? Do you want t-shirts and crap for GamerCast? The cool thing is, we get money.
We can make some keyrings out of stuff that you get for free.
Yeah.
Just get free things, and then attach the little screw that has the chain with the keyring on the end. Imagine we can buy those bits in bulk. And then just go around finding random things. They could be random GamerCast objects, keyrings. So we find stuff, like, namely Nick from where you work, and then...
Oh, yeah, great.
A little drill and attach a keyring and sell it.
Hang on. All the Portal Formers members should get a free t-shirt. Yeah, piss off. That would cost, like...
Yeah, they...
That would cost me, like, 14 grand. No thanks.
If they all got a free t-shirt, then it would have to be the same t-shirt as everyone else gets when they pay for it, but theirs...
It'll have to be whatever we can swipe from Pound Stretcher.
It would have printed on the back, I'm a member of the Porter Forums and I'm a cheapskate and got it for free.
Yeah, if you want to give me 14 grand, then yeah, I'll give everyone on the forums a free t-shirt, because that's how much it would actually cost.
We'll have to have another competition so that only one person can get a free t-shirt. Plus, they have to pay for their own.
Yeah, that's the thing. I was going to do a competition for Oblivion, but the trouble with using Oblivion is Bethesda, blah, 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 you're selling a t-shirt, blah, 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 blah. So I just thought, oh, fuck you, though.
That's great.
But the cool thing with GamerCast is we own GamerCast.
Oh, yeah.
We're not just trying to rip off other people's stuff.
Yeah, so we can do our own GamerCast. A bit like what Rooster Teeth do.
Rooster Teeth are not as good as GamerCast. Yeah. Our stuff is far better. I mean, take our yellow versus green episodes. They're hilarious.
Yes, they do rock. Anyway, yes, back to the previous conversation that we had 3 weeks ago. Wester sucks.
Adam said it, not me.
I had to say it once, come on. You say it all the time, I never get to say it.
Yeah, oh man, there was a really funny thread he was going on about. Let's just carry on talking about something. I'll just find this thread. It's really funny.
Wait.
I changed my signature. You know I always have like a quote from Wester as my signature. I changed it to, I'm a big four-eyed lemo and I wear the same sweater every day.
Oh, sweet.
Because it was posted on his blog mysteriously like a year or so ago.
Have you seen that geek shop that's connected to PvP Online?
No.
You're like that, there's some really cool t-shirts. Geek stuff for your geek.
Oh yeah, I've seen that. Catherine showed me that.
My favourite one on there is the hand shot first t-shirt, which is quite cool.
Right. Well, Wester's in the middle of a religious debate here, and he says he relies on tangible evidence. He refutes the universe is 13.7 billion years old. And then he starts, then Ransom replies with, for someone who relies on tangible evidence, you seem to dismiss an awful lot of it. And he's like, you know, then he starts talking about, like, these space alien dudes. Where is it? Dun, 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 dun. I'll talk about something, I can't find it, carry on talking.
Really, you should read the Bible, all the answers are in there.
Don't you fucking start, or you'll be out the door faster than you can say GamerCast.
GamerCast!
Oh, damn, I can't find it, where is it? It was something really funny as well. About as like space zombie creature things.
To be honest, people should just stop worrying about it because the people that are amazingly religious believe that they know the answer, but they just can't find it on a certain page that probably got ripped out of the Bible, and all the scientific people just argue about what they think the real answer really is. At the end of the day, no one has a bloody clue. Apart from us, but we've got to wait until episode 400 before we can release it.
I don't have any more of your nonsense on my show. Piss off. Yeah, because we're actually introducing creationism into the GCSE science. And that's something I've got to deal with this week coming. Because we can't have that. We need to pound some fucking heads. Then we need to crucify some religious people.
Burn a church.
Burn a church? A church is a perfectly useful public building. We just have to strip all the crap out of it.
Yeah, they do look quite cool.
Oh, Kajitboy's saying something.
Ooh, what's he saying?
I'm going to fucking sue Microsoft. Going to make Mr. Bill come home to me personally and clean up his dirty code.
I wonder if when was the last time he actually did work?
He works all the time.
No, but you know what I mean? Like what he originally did when he used to sit in his garage and he created Microsoft. Some serious programming.
There was a program which I remember him saying at some point, which he actually was the last thing he actually wrote most of the code on. I can't remember what it is now. It was about a couple of decades ago. 20 years or so. This is a really crappy episode because we're just talking about it. Let's get the show notes up. Let's have some order.
Okay, order. I wonder if Bill Gates ever goes to the Playboy Mansion.
Well, he would. He's probably got one on in his house.
Yeah, he probably has one. That's not fair.
I don't think his missus would be too happy.
No, she probably already is a bunny. The news.
The news. Brought to you by GamerCast.
And one large wet fish.
Trout.
Mr. Trout. Mr. Trout needs his own section. What can Mr. Trout slap today?
Oh crap, we've not done a Paul's crap section this week. I better do it up quick.
Paul's crap section.
I'll just make it up on the fly.
Yeah, you gotta that's better. You've gotta have it on the fly and then write it up as you go. What is crap today? I'm not crap. Stop pointing at me. Fingers are crap. Fingers should be banned. No, at least two fingers should be sellotaped up at all times while playing video games. Right.
What?
Makes the game harder and it makes it last longer. Outfit. The demo is on Xbox Live Marketplace now.
That's all the news we've got for Gaming Hours this week.
I haven't played it because I was given the choice to sit there and stare at a blank screen while waiting for it to download, or spend the time shooting people on Ghost Recon while waiting for my tea to be cooked. So I went for the shooting people, so I'll download it tonight.
What's it about?
Outfit. I've seen the trailer and it's kind of like these dudes going in war sort of thing. One drives a tank and one does this. And
it just looked like some really mental arcade war game to me.
Yeah, everybody's got like a skill and I imagine you probably press a cool button combination, you switch around all the characters. Very arcadey. A bit like that game that had really, really dodgy modelling and I can't remember what it was called. Armoured something or other.
Armoured Core.
Yeah, I think. Oh, not Armoured Core. Not the
Armoured Wetsuit.
I'm not sure.
Armoured Sequest, DSD.
You got inside that little bubble thing and it was on a train and ran a wall. And it was shooting all these.
What the hell does the DSV and Sequest stand for? Silence. Come on, someone must know. DSV. Deep Submergence Vehicle?
DSV.
Why doesn't anyone watch Sequest?
Delicious
Sequest
Sausage
really
and Veal.
Oh, they should make a Sequest game.
Cool.
You drive this like awesome submarine which can pwn every other submarine around.
Today I shot many submarines. I didn't get a scratch on me. And you can send out the dolphin.
Oh, cool.
with a ball trapped to it.
Because the dolphin could actually swim around the ship as well, because the ship had all the tunnels and you could see the dolphin swimming down the corridor.
You could have a magnetic grenade in his mouth and you could tell him to go and swim into the torpedo tube of all the submarines and leave it
there.
We
mod Silent Hunter 3.
Yes. We need to do a mod for Silent Hunter 3 so you can be in Sequest. You fire out a torpedo and it's a dolphin. Fire Dolphin 1.
And when we run out of dolphins, we can just fire them through out of there.
Why is that film where the submarine and it's like, oh my god, no, it's Simpsons, where it's like, they're shooting officers at us.
Fine, we're responding kind. And then they try to fire the captain out.
The captain is a PhD. Simpsons rocks. Right. So yeah, that's the news. Not much else.
That's the news because we didn't really look, to be honest. But
there are a few things on Marketplace that are appearing. To be honest,
when Street Fighter out.
I know that needs to be done. There aren't many arcade new titles coming out lately, which is a bit disappointing. They really need to get it a bit more interesting. It's been a bit quiet on the old trailers for a while, but not since Ghost Recon came out. They had the Oblivion trailer, which I was majorly disappointed at, because basically it's the first trailer I ever saw. I was expecting something new.
There's only one trailer. Apart from the making of trailer.
Then there's also the two diaries for Ghost Recon and another two Ghost Recon trailers. Then there's the obviously the outfit trailer that's just been added on. And as Catmu has just said, which I was leaving for the last possible moment, Dead Rising.
Yeah, I downloaded the trailer for that, it looked pretty cool.
I just liking the fact that it is like, is it Land of the Dead? Or that one that with the, where they did the remake and they all end up in the mall?
E.T.?
No, that was the other one. You end up in a mall and
Mary Poppins.
They were all, it was kind of like half a zombie movie, half, what would you do if you were locked in a mall and you could play with everything in there?
Probably try and go home.
But, oops, someone said it. Dawn. Yeah, the Dawn one, that's it. I can't remember the full name.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
But anyway, yeah, this game looked absolutely amazing, and I do like the fact that you take pictures while you're going around. I do like the whole bit where you're going around with the traffic cones, but on every single zombie's head, and you've got traffic cones. It's got that kind of...
Can I just ask something? What's the point of the game?
You're a wartime photographer, and you get... Supposedly you're in a mall and everyone turns into zombies and you've got to try and get out and help people and take pictures. But because you might not, you probably
why
will die.
Why do you have to take pictures?
Because no one will believe that it happened. So you're taking pictures.
Okay, well surely if there are that many zombies, the zombies would leave physical evidence like their dead bodies.
Yeah. But yeah, Catmu pretty much has said it all there. Kill zombies.
Kill zombies.
It's Shaun of the Dead, you know.
You can't kill zombies.
They're undead. I am going
to
spend the entire game trying to find the sporting good and to get a cricket bat. If they don't have any cricket bats in there, I'm going to go nuts. It's Shaun of the Dead.
Won't be any cricket bats. This is a crazy Sega game.
And it's in America.
Sega. They don't know what cricket is. They just know what...
I have a question.
Mostly baseball. Right,
I have a question for the people on the thing. Any of the American people who are listening... Are the cricket bats regularly available in sporting goods stores?
The answer will be no. Cricket bats chop them up into pieces. Let's chop everyone up.
I did notice, though, it was only a couple of seconds shot, but I
when
swear...
When are we going to chop the PS2 up?
I swear he had a lightsaber.
Yeah, he did. He had a lightsaber.
And I saw that.
I nearly started laughing.
I presume it's just a toy.
Well, I just said, oh my god, Pony just got a lightsaber.
And a big sword.
Baseball bats? That is a baseball bat. Is it some sort of flying
bat?
Ball. You got this bat coming around with a base.
Do they play cricket over there? No. They have baseball bats.
And Bash is quit, worse.
Cricket. There's nothing quite like a cricket bat and a zombie's head.
Or a spade. I mean, the trouble with a baseball bat is it. Cricket bat makes a much more nicer impact.
It's got a nice sword feel to it.
Yeah.
It's got a longer, it's got a handle, it's got a hilt, you know, you can swing it round and pose in someone's butt. Alright, that's what we got to do. I've got to see how much a cricket bat is and see if we can get one. And we've got to attack the PS2 with a cricket bat. It's a zombie PS2. It's green, it's mouldy, it's zombie. And we've got to attack it with a cricket bat.
Ian's got a cricket bat we can probably nick. We just won't tell him what we're going to use it for, because it'd be trash afterwards. But he owes me £20, so that's perfectly okay.
Yeah, tell him you can let you off with the thing if we can have a bit of the cricket bat. And then we have to have it a label upon it. It's the GamerCast zombie killing cricket bat.
And we set it.
Yeah, we can put it on eBay.
We have to eBay the PS2 at some point.
Yeah, it's still sat in clean film. I'm sure that if we...
Hang on a minute, are you free tomorrow?
Probably.
Shall we pop into town tomorrow and return it and try and get another one?
Yeah.
We'll need your camera, and we will need the PS2.
Yeah.
And it will have to be around, you know, maybe later on in the afternoon?
Yeah, because I'll put the camera on charge.
Yeah, cool. So we'll have to do that. So we'll have a video up for that at some point as well.
Yeah.
So you can see the whoever is in the shop, their reaction.
I'm just trying to bring back the PS2.
I'm a Canadian, I had no idea. Yeah. Shillings, what the fuck?
A Canuck. I like watching Due South at the moment.
Oh, that's cool, that is.
Due South, with his Diefenbaker, the wolf that's deaf and likes chocolate bars.
There were some really good episodes of that, but most of it was average. But, you know, the episodes that were good, and you could watch them, you know, more than once.
Yeah, they did right. Right, back to the show before we run out of time.
Run out of time, yeah, we probably used up half an hour talking about fucking, who knows what, 15 minutes talking about fucking all.
Right.
Star Trek Legacy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know anything about this game, but it looks cool.
Yeah, it's, what type of game were they saying it was like?
Star Trek game. A tactical space, tactical...
You're the Admiral and you order your men to take their ships and destroy other ships.
Destroy the Borg.
That'd be cool.
Oh, nothing can destroy the Borg. The one ship blows the whole solar system up.
I just like being the Defiant.
That's the cheap, scabby way out. Let's just use this by this magic ship, which is, like, really powerful.
And dodges everything. It's like the Falcon. Come on. Nothing beats the Falcon. Falcon v. the Enterprise.
Look, no ship beats a Romulan. Oh my god, the cool Romulan ship from Nemesis. That was cool.
Yeah.
Although we could have done so much more with that film.
I still like...
And they shouldn't have killed off Data. That was sad.
Even though he ends up being in Enterprise anyway. In the series. As a bad guy.
He's in Enterprise.
He was in Enterprise for a little while. He played a bad guy that disappeared and turned up again.
Law.
No, he was a human. He had grey hair.
Oh. He won't play in his other dude, mate.
But, yeah, so there. But yeah, there's also another version of Star Trek, which basically is on the PSP and the DS. What was it? Star Trek?
Something else.
Assault.
It looked like a toned-down version with, like, two ships.
So it's kind of like it just go around and attack the ship. So it's probably a simpler version of it. So yeah, that's...
There's no Star Trek series in making anymore. It's really sad.
I know, that's the first time ever.
We need to get Patrick Stewart back. And get the old Enterprise back, which was destroyed, and have it all back to normal again. And have more Next Generation episodes. The only thing is all the crew is really old now.
Well, because I like Voyager as well. And
Voyager wasn't bad, but nothing touches the Next Generation.
Yeah, Next Generation was the best. I did like the whole concept of DS9, the whole being on a space station.
Yeah.
Created a nice atmosphere. And I always, because...
Especially the whole...
Growing up on Star Trek, because my granddad was a Trekkie. So he's the guy that got me into sci-fi. And...
Nerd-fi.
He loves fantasy books and stuff like that. And I inherited all of his Star Trek movie collection, his Star Trek series, when he passed on. And I was brought up with Kirk in the movies with the red uniforms. And...
So was I.
I would love him to go back and remake, like, do something about the space station. You know, the one that's space dock outside of
Earth.
Go back and do it with all the uniforms like that. Because there's never been a TV series that involves those uniforms, only flashbacks and Voyager.
Because it was a cool period in history as well, because the Klingon War was still on.
Yeah, there's so much happening.
Yeah.
And
the trouble with Next Generation is there wasn't a major war on all the time. We always need a good war.
Because you can even enough mention the Enterprise and stuff like that and have it turning up. You just never see Kirk or anything like that. They're just there.
Gee, look, this is what he's done to my ship again.
Yeah, you know, you can have some guy going, bloody hell, this is the third time this week I've had to fix the flipping Enterprise.
So, what's that crazy Scotty done now?
See, that would be cool. I would actually like that. I mentioned to my mate.
They need to bring back Scotty. They need to... genetically re-engineer him.
Did you see that episode where they found him and he was trapped in a transporter or something like that?
The Next Generation?
Yeah, in The Next Generation.
Yeah, that was cool. I love things they do like that because it's really awesome.
The dog's blowing his nose on the door again. She is, sorry. Yeah, so that's Star Trek, looking good. Quick chat about...
The one where they had Dr. McCoy as well, when they had him poking around because he was like 100 years old then as well.
Yeah.
That was cool. And then he started accusing Data of being a bog. It was a cool episode.
Right.
Dawn of War.
Dawn of War.
Let's actually get on with the show notes.
Yeah, I talked about Dawn of War last time. I've tried to get Paul to download it, but he has not get round to it. So, by next episode...
I'm a busy man. I've only managed to catch up with all the emails.
So, I'll bring my copy round and will install on your PC and let you have a quick bit. As it is good. But, yeah, I want to talk about Dawn of War slightly. You haven't played it and you're into RTS games.
I'm really bored of RTS at the moment.
I am with some of my others.
It's just so
not. But I just picked it up again to play.
It's just not strategic, is it? It's, you know, build guys, send these guys down, they win, and blah blah blah.
Yeah,
you know, at least things like StarCraft, there were very precise strategies you needed to follow to win, and it was like a, you know, scissors paper stone game where if you go for an early rush, it means you're really screwed later on, and stuff like that. And even just doing things like where you'd have two or three human players and have the uber hard computer players all play as a Zerg and just like have them rush your base, that's awesome.
One thing I do like about Dawn of War is the fact that there's enough individual characters that you can play that your tactics have to change depending of who you are. If you're the Orcs or you're the Space Marines, Imperial Guard if you're playing the expansion pack.
What time frame is this set? Or are they all just caught in a weird multi-dimensional, who knows what?
Well, it's supposed to be 40,000 years after Warhammer, which was very much Lord of the Rings style, orcs and goblins and undead and knights and dwarves.
So the humans
like
have actually technologically advanced.
Yeah, it's
that's weird because in you can't do that with a fantasy game. You can't have them move past the, you know, romantic medieval thing. You can't do that.
Well, because it was because
it would mean they totally pwned the whole planet and destroy everyone.
You have to take
the human brain is a nice tool.
You have to take out the context of it being a game because it was the board game. Just created that sci-fi add-on to it because no one has ever done that whole concept of having orcs still being around and sci-fi, and instead of it being the elves, it's the Eldar.
I know, we have Star Trek and they come across the orcs. And it turns out the orcs are really a crossbeat between Vulcans and Klingons.
Look at Warcraft. The orcs don't even come from our planet. In Warcraft,
good point.
They were brought from another planet. So, I must admit, it is quite a nice game. I've been playing the expansion pack a little bit more, and I must admit, I spent half my time with the
Burning Legion. Oh, they're so cool!
And they're coming back. You need to get World of Warcraft.
I'm not spending any money.
I need to get World of Warcraft because I haven't got any money and I can't afford it anymore. But, no, I must admit, Dawn of War.
Can you run World of Warcraft in a window?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
I
just don't like full screen, because it means I can't do anything else.
Everybody else needs to start paying us to do Gamercast, and then we'll use the money so Paul can play. Me and Paul can play Warcraft.
Yeah, okay. If people pay for me to. Then whatever.
Yeah. Or, whatever.
I'm really tired.
But, no, I'm determined we're going to get Paul to play Dawn of War by next episode. I'll bring
we'll
it with me when,
see about that.
When I come over to PS2.
Smash my computer around.
I'll bring it over. You'll probably end up liking it.
I probably will, but then I'll get bored with it and just not play it.
I need to put it on now and again. I haven't.
See, there's a game up there. Oh shit, it's not up there because I've not bought it yet. Civ 4. It's really good. I've got Civ 3 up there. I've not bought it because we didn't have a sealed one down at work and I didn't want to buy one that's open. I want a sealed one.
Never mind. Anyway, we'll get you playing Dawn of War so we can talk about it again next episode with a bit more detail because.
That's the point. We're still in the middle of the game of Civ 4.
Yeah, we are.
We're just about to assault the Aztec scum.
Yeah, because they nicked my land.
So my Cossacks are building up, ready to charge in there and liberate Adam from the evil Aztec scumbags.
Yeah.
Who always seem to pick on me. They really didn't like me.
We got near enough the whole of the globe to attack
Tugawanga, whatever his name is.
Yeah, and then he started crying and wanted to be my friend, and I told him to piss off.
That's the thing. I tried to make him sign a peace thing with you. I gave him loads of crap to try and sign a peace thing with you so I could build up, then attack him. But no, you have to go.
Never mind. We'll kick his ass. Right.
Right, we'll new release. Kick your ass after that.
New releases. Fight Night.
Yeah, Fight Night is a boxing game, and it's cool.
Oh. Is that as much detail as you're getting into?
I've not played any of the last generation machines because they're last generation. Xbox 360 version is good. But it has the usual EA flaws. Laggy menus. Mm-hmm. You know, you press a button, it doesn't always register. You know, you have to press it again. And then it's just slow. And then it's... So yeah, good game, but crippled by EA's crap on it.
There we go.
Worth buying, though. Worth buying because, to be fair, EA have pushed the graphics, which does make it a change.
I heard they're looking for people for jobs.
You are not working for EA.
Codemaster are as well, so I'll probably apply for Codemaster.
Codemasters? Who do Colin McRae Boring Rally? I think we're up to Colin McRae Rally 27 now.
They've just done RF Online. Their new...
Which sold like 5 copies.
Yeah. It's because everyone's playing World of Warcraft. See, you're missing out. Get Warcraft. Anyway.
How much is it a month? You didn't even know, did you?
No, because...
It just comes out of your account and you didn't know anything
about it. I've never had it come out of my account.
What the fuck is a kitchen? What do you want?
I always get the time cards.
How much are they?
£17.
Catley says it's £8.99. But the trouble is, if I get it, then I want Catherine to get it. And Catherine hasn't got money because she's supposed to be saving money. So nobody can play it. No. So yeah, if you want me to play World of Warcraft, you have to pay for me and Catherine to play it.
Yeah, but
and Charlotte.
Catherine's going to uni, though, isn't she?
So she's still got to pay for it.
Yeah, but when you go to uni, you get a student loan. What do you think paid
for... I'm not having my taxes spent on that crap. Thank you.
What do you think paid for City of Heroes and Star Wars Galaxies for an entire year? My student loan. I have to pay it back anyway.
Yeah, right, reduced rate, blah, blah.
But, no, it does rock.
So yeah, if you want to donate £50 a month...
See, she does play it.
No, she doesn't play it. She doesn't have an account.
I do have it. Just my account is not being paid. Same as me, I've got it, but my account is frozen.
Well, then you don't have it, do you?
It's installed.
It's installed, it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
I tried to type my password in and it says I'm a criminal bastard.
And the next game out?
Ghost Recon Advanced Warman.
Or Gror, if you want to type it in.
Gror.
Gror. I am playing Gror. Or Thug, if you're playing Tony Hawk's Underground.
The worst game in history.
Ghost Recon. Who also has a member of GamerCast in the team. One of the members of Ghost is actually called Paul Smith, which you weren't happy about.
No, they have no right to use my trademarked name because it's my trademark.
But I've only got a little way through on the single player. Looks absolutely amazing. You can really see.
Yeah, it is a really good game. Stop trying to make me buy it because I'm too cheap to buy it. Stop trying to sell me stuff.
It's coming up a PC soon, so you can get it on PC.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, exactly.
Is it the same as the 360 version?
I'm not sure.
Or is it just Ghost Recon 2 remixed?
We'll have to find out, won't we, when it finally comes out.
We'll have to download the demo and find out.
Yes, the demo. Single player looks absolutely lush on the 360. It's pushing all the graphics, especially the fact of being...
Not really. Some of the textures are pretty low res.
Don't give me the eye bar.
Don't need to start that.
Multiplayer has got a nice selection between... being able to just go onto a map and pwn the crap out of each other, as well as the fact that you still have your access to your,
dude.
And not that you're a dude, you could call it a dude, it's your American cipher, which is the
yeah, I'm politically opposed to this game, so I'm not going to get it.
With the little cipher dude, which is basically the same thing you saw in Metal Gear Solid 2, Sons of Liberty. You can control that, and you can also see your other mates, one who you can shoot down, and you can send them.
Oh, it's Fifth Element. Cool film, man.
So,
I have to download that. Buy it. Sorry.
No, it's...
I think Catherine's got it anyway, so I'll just borrow hers.
What, ghost?
No, the fifth element. I'm reading what's on the...
Stop reading... And you're having a go at me about mucking up the episode because I'm reading all the thing. Alright, you read that and I'm going to talk about Ghost Recon. Multiplayer, you've got team versus team, as well as cooperative campaign. So there's plenty in there for Xbox Live, which is absolutely nice. The fact of being able to play as a full team online, or team missions, so you've got...
Can you respawn now?
Yes.
Or do you have to wait?
There are missions where you can't respawn, and once you're dead, you're dead. And then they've got the ones where the game is over if your whole entire team gets wiped out, but if at least one guy's alive, you can still start respawning and get the respawn
you
points.
You just have to back up a bit.
Yeah. Which is
so
quite
can't,
cool.
You can't all charge in there at once.
No.
Some dude brought it back because he thought it was going to be like Quake 4. It's like, dude.
When you get shot at, you're dead. You know, it's tough.
But it's not as good as Ghost Recon 1. It's then one shot for you two.
But you can. You just put it to
to
advanced level. So it is ultimate realism.
You have to turn it up too hard to do.
But, No, I'm impressed with it. I am not a big Ghost Recon fan. I played Ghost Recon 1 and it's kind of, I prefer playing Rainbow Six and Splinter Cell. But one thing I do like about this is the fact that you can get up to a wall and hug it.
Hug a wall.
Come up to the end, look around the corner, shoot someone, throw a grenade.
I never use grenades. They're a sloppy weapon.
Smoke grenades to be able to get to an
I never use smoke grenades, they're a sloppy weapon.
To get to an advantage point because
you just use a railgun.
Another thing that I do like about it, Full Spectrum Warrior. That was out on the Xbox.
Like 5 years ago.
Based off the US Rangers training simulation game. The idea where you move your cursor around and you can see the dots of where the people would be positioned to look around a corner or to be in a good fighting position near a wall. You can do that in Ghost Recon. You can look at a wall and then you tell your men to go there and split them up to be able to outflank people, which was a nice feature. As well as the fact you've got that full control through your headset, so you can send your men over there, then you send your drone over there, and then you send a Black Hawk around the back and drill them with a minigun out of the side door of the Black Hawk.
Alright, how open is the game, single player?
There are many different ways of doing each map. When you bring up the map to be able to look at where you're going, you can see little back routes going through, and you don't know where any of the bad guys are unless you send a drone round, if you're on a level that's got a drone. Sometimes you have it, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you have a Black Hawk.
How good are the enemies at shifting their patrols and stuff? Or do they just hang around the same spot?
The mission I was playing today came into a larger opened area, and I didn't have a drone, so I was basically... The red reticles were coming up on people as soon as they came into my teammates' vision. You just saw people pacing back and forwards. They were walking around, and as soon as I did a headshot, they didn't know where I was firing from because I was firing from such a large distance off my sniper rifle that he started panicking and he was running over to try and find, so I took him out. And as soon as I did that, everybody else got out of the way. And I basically had to shoot as many people as I could as they were running off. One guy just sprinted and he was off. He was like, fuck this, I am out of here. And he went and hid behind something. And then he was sticking his head out now and again, shooting.
Do they actually desert?
What, run away?
Yeah, permanently.
I couldn't say. This one guy ran away. I don't remember shooting him again. He just ran off. Then there was snipers.
You know, a lot of these games, they make it seem like
the army is
a bunch of robots which, you know, they mindlessly carry on fighting no matter what.
Yeah.
Do any of them attempt to surrender?
No, not really, but I haven't got that far yet.
See, if you had stuff like that as well, then it would be cool. Because they try and simulate a real, you know, they try and be as realistic as they can, and it just doesn't have the elements there, because it's still fundamentally a first-person shooter, and you've got to shoot everyone.
One thing I do like is the whole...
And I'm really bored with first-person shooter. I'm really bored of everything. I want Oblivion, and I want it now.
one thing I did
and then
like,
I want Spore.
One thing I did like was...
And then I want Geometry Wars 2.
Oh, shut.
And then I want Forza Motorsport 2.
Is the awareness AI. It's awareness of you. I was being shot at. I hid around a corner. Instead of him continuously paying his attention to me, he stopped paying attention to me and started shooting at the Black Hawk because I told the Black Hawk to pummel him.
The guy was trying to take down a Black Hawk.
So he was like, oh, this, backing off. And as soon as he backed off, I came back up and headshot him.
So that's a dumb AI because he should know you're up to something.
Well, that's the concept. They don't know what you're doing because you're running everything off through satellite technology.
But well, no, what have they got?
They got nothing.
They got nothing, so they're just shooting you with, like, you know...
AKs and normal stuff. Multiplayer, one thing I do like is you've got that whole...
You need a real gun.
Large amounts of different weaponry.
Yeah, that always confuses me because there's so many bloody menus and options, and there's just more than that. Same with Perfect Dark, you know, you set it up with all your equipment, and it's like, I don't know what the frack any of this does.
That's one thing I did like about this, was as soon as you go into it, you've just basically, it looks like a fruit machine. You've just got these three slots, and you just go, right, main gun, I like that one, sidearm, that one, grenade, that one, go. And every time you respawn, you can go, yeah, that gun was absolutely crap, go to the next one. And you just rotate around.
I see.
So I was mildly impressed. And
so Adam likes Ghost Recon, and he's trying to make me buy it.
Yes. And you can shoot people's tires out while they're driving.
That's just rude. Do they have any idea of the safety implications of that? You could really hurt someone in a car crash.
Well, it was an armored vehicle, so I don't know.
If you just lose your tire, it'd be all over the place. If you didn't have any speed, you'd be, you know... Who knows who you could hit?
And like I was saying earlier, the other...
Are there any civilians in the game?
I'm not sure, because I haven't got that far in single player. I've barely got anywhere on it yet.
Come on, play some game.
What else was I going to say? Oh yes, the ability to crouch down and then lay on your stomach has a nice feature with the fact that you can do it while running. So you can dive.
And it makes you dive.
You can dive to the floor, Superman style, slide along the floor, and then look in your scope and headshot someone. As well as being able to skid on your knees to the corner of a building and then poke your head around. It gives it that nice feel of you've got a bit more of a control of the person. He's a bit more human than just some animated drone.
Yeah, the animation is actually pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah. The whole ability to be able to get down, duck your head down, and then look over and shoot, so you can target someone, you can bring it over and quickly take someone out, duck down. The AI for the rest of your team is pretty good as well. You can put them in a more of a recon mode or an assault mode, and depending on what you're doing will determine whether or not they're just trying to stay behind you and cover and shoot when fired upon, or assault mode where they're more looking for their targets off their reticle on the left eye. Anything that lights up red, you stick the head out and blow it off. Their head's not...
Is it a hard game?
Yes, I die quite a lot. Because I keep getting
shot.
That's
because you're crap. Is it a hard game? Is it as hard as Ghost Recon 1? I don't know, I never played it.
I haven't played it enough, I didn't like Ghost Recon 1. I'm liking the fact that it's hard where it should be. It's not hard to pick up, it's not frustrating, it's not like playing it and going, oh my god, this game is driving me up the wall, because how the hell am I supposed to control this character? It's not like that. It's hard as in the Fat Man, this is realistic. It's like playing paintball. You spend half the time wanting to stay out the way of the bullets, not like playing some game where you can be shot loads of times and then find some health. You know what I mean? Like when we played Laser Rage. It didn't matter if you got shot, because you got shot. Oh, yeah, it's
points. It didn't matter if you get shot.
The points got racked off. Where if you're playing paintball, you don't want to get shot, because you know the damn thing bloody hurts. I dived in a bush of nettles once because I've been shot at. They hurt.
You should make them have slower paced guns. Then you can just dodge it.
Yeah, hard shot. One shot and you're dead. See, Tony knows it.
How realistic is that though? Because in AK-47, because you know, from what I was playing at the training mission, those guys were firing me from quite a distance. Now an AK-47's effective range is probably in the 200 metres at best. It's probably close to 100 metres.
You do get the bullets whizzing about now and again, but that's another thing that always pisses me off when you see in terrorist films where you just see people with their guns and they're celebrating, they're going, Yeah, we rock. We're the terrorists and we're Arabs. And shoot them in the air. Do they think that the bullets disappear or something?
Nope, it falls back down.
They go up and they come back just as fast. Have you ever seen The Mexican?
They won't come back as fast, they come back slightly slower.
Have you ever seen The Mexican with...
No.
Oh, what is it? Brad Pitt. There's actually people in Mexico and they're shooting their guns up and down. And he tries to he has to get this rich guy's son and take him back. And he's pulling him out of this bar and he's drunk. And one of these rogue bullets that are just flowing up in the air come down and goes straight through his head. See?
Sound is good. I like sound. Mm. Oh, stop saying good things about it. I want to buy it.
It is good. See, Catherine, make him buy it. It is really good.
Multiplayer, I don't spend £35 on a game.
Multiplayer, they've stripped down the stuff that they you don't need to have and which would make the game hard to play on Xbox Live.
And does it still look the same? Or have they just taken the Ghost Recon 2 engine and used that for multiplayer?
I haven't played Ghost Recon 2, so I couldn't say, but it pretty much looks
Xbox
the same.
One. Or not. Come on.
It's Xbox 360 graphics.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, stop saying good things about it.
The difference was, when you're in playing single player, it's third person. When you're in...
You can switch them.
Yeah. And when you're playing...
Because it was pissing me off.
And in...
There's me trying to see something, and I've got this dude in my way, and then I realised it was actually me, and I'm like, oh my god, this is third person.
I know, it took me a while to get hang of it, because I played 30 seconds of single player, and then I played it until 3 o'clock in the morning on multiplayer. And multiplayer is first person. Don't know if you can change to third person, or they've just taken that completely out.
Third person sucks.
But I do liking the fact you can customise your playable character. So you say what preference you have. You're a rifleman, assault, grenader, marksman. So I'm always a marksman because I like using the sniper rifle.
Camper.
Then you can change all the face, camo, the hat. It is...
Exciting, yeah.
I'm liking it.
Good, I'm going to borrow it then. Because I'm not buying it.
Because the mission I just did, I was flying around in the side of a Black Hawk, a little needle, shooting people on the roof. It's
great. What's the storyline behind it?
So far... That's what someone was going to say then. In multiplayer, you can do the whole...
Come on, talk.
Wall. Sorry, no, I was reading what they were saying about the whole hugging the wall thing. I don't think I found the hugging the wall thing in... Actually, no, I might have, actually, in multiplayer. I can't remember. It was 3 o'clock in the morning and I was drunk. But no, it gets 2 thumbs up for me, definitely.
Yeah, it does look good. It's just hard to justify buying a game, which is the first person shooter on a console, unless it's Halo 3.
The button combination is really nice.
Yeah.
Just on...
It was quick to pick up, even for myself, when I just had a quick go on the training mission.
Just one button, you know, you press a button, it changes your grenades, or you hold it, it changes your sidearm. Sidearm loading is absolutely nice. You can actually full animation of, like...
pulling the clip out of your... You know,
yeah, I stood myself in front of Stu's... character, so we could look on his screen while I was changing, and I'd put my sidearm away and slip my sniper rifle back round and got ready, and it looks nice. It really does. It's amazing.
Okay.
Buy yourself Oblivion first, then buy it later.
What's the storyline then?
Oh yeah, the storyline, that's what you asked. It's got something to do with the fact that...
Oh, Oblivion, that's going to be good.
12 Mexico...
Days.
I think Canada, they said, or it was United States or something, they were having this meeting to stop something to do with immigrants or something or other. They're trying to basically stop the crossing of drugs across from one country to another. And
they do that by blowing the crap out of everyone. That's typical gun-ho American style. I think they should launch an immediate nuclear strike against the United States.
Then the president gets kidnapped or something like that.
Boring.
I haven't got that far through the mission.
Can we kill the president and still play the game?
Tony said he killed the president. He shot him.
Yeah, but can you still play? Or does it just go game over?
On Metal Gear Solid 3, when you die, it comes up with time paradox because he
don't start talking about Metal Gear Solid.
Right, let's move on to Paul's crap list. Ghost Recon rules, if no one owns it, buy it. Let's play some Gore online, people.
Should I put Ghost Recon in the crap list?
Oh, Tony says, if Mexican Prez is dead, it's game over.
Annoying. Right, crap list.
Crap list away.
What's come out this week? Nothing. Right, Final Fantasy Round 3 on the PS2. That's in the crap list. The PlayStation 2 remains on the crap list. As does Black, Tocker Race Driver 3, Shadow of the Colossus, Lemmings on PSP, Final Fantasy, Sky News, PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, Blu-ray, Metal Gear Solid 3, iPod, Tony, The Matrix, Packaging, and all the noobs on the forums. Including all the noobs listening to the Gamecast.
He's asking if Wester's in the crap list.
Do I really want to put Wester in the crap list?
Is he worth putting in the crap list?
That's the big question. I mean, what's better? A PlayStation 1 or West?
I like my PlayStation 1. Fair enough, the only thing I use it for is for playing Dragon Ball Z and Final Fantasy. Although that's all I use my PlayStation 2 for as well.
Crap list. What should we put in the crap list? Yeah, let's do it on the fly. Yeah, no, I can't think of anything. Who's great at here is that? Let's put the Hague International Tribunal Court thing in the crap list. And let's put religion in the crap list. And let's put all those creationists in the crap list. And then we'll put... What's pissed me off lately?
You still haven't finished your mouse yet? Or you finished the pink one?
Yeah, I've still got the white one to go.
At least you're not eating it now. Oh. With a piece of string hanging out your mouth.
I can arrange that.
Michael Jackson.
What about him?
He wants to be put in the crap list.
What for?
I don't know.
What's he done now?
Maybe it was someone who listens to GamerCast. Small boy.
Okay.
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
That's not good there. Yeah, this isn't some popular retarded show. Isn't it? I thought we were popular. And we admit we're retarded enough. This is GamerCast where we don't research anything. Okay, let's just ignore what I'm talking about in the forums now.
Yeah, because we're talking about raping kids.
Too far.
Yeah, that's stepped over the line. I walk up to the line, I spit on the line. When I'm drunk, I puke up on the line, but you don't cross it. Oh, we're popularizing talking about famous people.
We're not talking about famous people. Who did I mention who's famous?
Michael Jackson. I'd mention someone who's famous. Paul Smith on Ghost Recon.
That's a good point. Oh yeah, I was going to talk about the Oblivion thing, wasn't I?
Yes,
let's
talk about the Oblivion thing.
Yeah, I made up a little, you know, Oblivion dummy box, put it on the counter, and made a little thing. I quoted on there, "The greatest game ever," and I put the quote as by Paul Smith. And some kid saw it and went, "Wow, I want this game, this is the greatest game ever." I was like, "Dude, I just read that 5 minutes ago." And then he started nagging his parents to buy it, but his parents were already buying him like free Xbox 360 games, and he weren't going to, you know, let him have any more. He spent 150 quid on the kid, as it was.
Lucky kid.
Yeah.
He's not going to know the meaning of the word saving pocket money.
Yeah, Catherine knows a lot about saving now, because I've made her save. She's not been allowed to spend any money for the last 3 months.
I know how she feels. I have no money.
Well, she does have money now, apparently. She's got, like, 300 quid or something.
Actually, the same thing happened to me before I went to university. My girlfriend at the time made me save, and I wasn't allowed to buy anything. And she goes, no, I was like, I really want this game. It's like, nope, you got to save up for university. You'll thank me when you go to university.
And and now you're 20 grand in debt, and you're still buggered.
And I owed all the stuff that I was going to buy before I went to uni. But even better, oh, I spent so much money.
I can't spend money.
No, you can't, can you?
I've got this thing about not spending money.
Did your wallet get rusty? You have the zip on your wallet get rusty once and you just can't open it anymore.
No, I just, this like psychological thing where I just say, right, I'm not spending any money. I really want this thing, but I'm not buying it. I really want that, but I'm not buying it. And it's not because I'm short of cash, because I've got, you know, a few bob at the moment. But that's being saved up for the computer upgrade at the end of the year. But when that comes, it's going to be delayed to next year, because I'm going to say, I don't really need it, so next year. Then a year after. And a year after that. And then finally, I'll upgrade my PC, and then I'll play Oblivion again. I'll be, wow, this looks as good as it did when I played it the first time.
And then you'll go around in God mode and kill everyone.
God mode? You cheating scumbag. I don't need God mode. My character's going to be a level 500 god.
He
doesn't need a mode to make him invincible. Well, that's a good point. Have you got Half-Life 2?
Yes.
Cool. You can. Have you got Counter-Strike?
Yes.
Source?
Yes.
Cool.
I had the big tin box set.
You did? Oh, wow. You can get on the server at some point, because Quakeaholic dude made a Half-Life Portal Counter-Strike server. Mm. We obviously have quite a bit of lag in Europe, because it's like, you know, up over 150 milliseconds, but it's still a bit of a laugh now and then, especially because we've all got our Wester sprays with, like, a picture of Wester with the word banned on it and stuff like that. And then we go around shooting the pictures of him, because he's too much of a coward to actually join the game.
Oh.
So you'll have to get in at some point.
I'm going to have to try and find out where I did with it.
Yep. Because and the address of that server is play.halflifeportal.com.
So pretty much
stuff, easy to remember.
Stuff that we need you people to do.
We need you to do. We need you to give us loads of money. Because I want to play World of Warcraft, but I won't spend my money on it.
Yeah.
Because of the before-mentioned psychological problem.
Yeah.
Actually, I wouldn't spend someone else's money on it either. I would say, no, that's a waste of money. Just give me £9 or whatever it is.
What someone needs to do is someone needs to make him an account that he can go on.
Yeah, give me a password. Let me have a play around.
And I'll...
I'll have your password. Cool, sorry. Oh, wait, your thing's disabled.
My account's frozen. And how can... If you use my account, we can't go on at the same time.
Yeah, there's no problem. Don't hurt you anyway, you'll beat my ass.
With my level 25 dwarf. Which isn't that higher level, considering the cat level's 60.
Let it be...
So, I think that's it for this week.
Is it?
I don't know, is it?
I don't know. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
There's a new game coming out.
Oh, a new game coming out?
Came out? Yes.
What is it?
Ghost Recon. It's a great game.
I'm borrowing your copy, okay?
I'll bring it around before next episode. I was tempted to bring it around tonight, but I thought we wouldn't have a chance.
We could be playing it right now, but no.
Alright, for next episode I'll bring it round and we can get your Xbox 360 up here and we can have a bit of a session.
Good. I'm still not buying it. I'll buy your copy off you for a tenner. No.
Okay, as long as you give me your copy of Perfect Dark. Because I had to trade in my copy of Perfect Dark to get my copy.
The trouble is I played Perfect Dark the other day. It's the first time I've really played it since it came out, and it's like, I thought, yeah, this is actually pretty good.
It is good. I absolutely love it. I kept playing it again and again and again and again until I got to the very end. I was a little bit disappointed because of the
fact... Don't spoil it. I'm only on, like, the first level.
I was expecting there to be more. Because I'm a big fan of GoldenEye and the original Perfect Dark. But as a fan, I still wasn't disappointed about playing the game because of the fact that the sound... And the feel, it felt like, imagine you going in and playing Oblivion, you'd be like, as soon as you walk in and it starts up, you're like, wow, yes, I'm back. It looks better, but it's still the same.
Same as what?
Morrowind. You know, it's got that feel, that atmosphere.
Morrowind feeling totally different to Cyrodiil.
You know what I mean?
Morrowind is this really desolate place, which isn't very nice. Especially Vardenfell, because of the main volcano. Puts out a lot of ash, which is really nasty.
That wasn't my point. My point was that the feel of the game.
The feel of the game. I think the game would feel totally different.
Well, anyway, the feel of the game...
Because, let's face it, Morrowind felt shit.
But it was a good game.
The controls were poor.
It judders around all the time, even on the
performance
Xbox.
Is terrible. There weren't any atmosphere atmospheric sounds at all. You just have the music playing, but the gameplay was perfect. It was as near to perfect as you could get. So if they nail the gameplay, which they might not do it because they've cut out loads of skills, like short sword and long sword, they merge it into a single skill. What the frack is up with that? You know, someone good with a long sword isn't going to be good with a short blade unless they've trained with that.
That's disgraceful.
So merging skills, bad idea. They've got rid of spears, throwing stars and stuff like that as well.
I like throwing stars, they were cool.
I never used them. I occasionally used the spear because there were a couple of enemies where, as a low character, I needed the spear to get them because I needed to stay back quite a bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, what can you do? What?
But yeah, as I was saying about Perfect Dark, it had... As soon as you start playing, it was the sound. The sounds were so... It was different because, obviously, it's a prequel.
Music was good.
But...
Especially in the first level where, you know, it suddenly picks up the tempo.
You played Perfect Dark? The first one?
No.
See, I played and completed Perfect Dark, and because I know where it goes to, it's nice to try and see where Joanne actually came from.
Joanna Dark.
Her background. Because obviously in the first Perfect Dark, she pones, she kicks ass.
Ponage.
Yeah, she showed Lara Croft a thing or two.
Oh, that's not soon, isn't it?
Yeah. Which Great. Is supposed to be better because it's actually done by the guy that did the first one.
We'll wait and see about that.
Yeah. I like the look of it.
Yeah, man.
Although, I'm not going to buy it because...
I'm not going to buy it because I've never bought a Tomb Raider game and I'll never play them.
I don't want to own it on PS2. I don't want to attempt to try and buy one and have to take it back because it won't work on my 360 buying the Xbox version.
There's a 360 version there.
Yeah, but that isn't out for ages.
Oh, well. You just have to wait a bit, won't you?
Yeah. Well, I won't be able to afford it anyway because I'll be saving up all my money and treading in all my nice games to try and get hold of. Oblivion. I'm going to be broke.
What we need to do is...
But I'm going to buy
it. We need to take it out of... I'll tell you what, if you do, say, 50 hours work on the website, so I'll give you a copy of Oblivion. You've got to spend the next 5 days working your ass off. I want to see the 360 site filled with reviews.
We shall see what we can do.
Then I can justify actually, you know, taking the money out of the site kitty. It's actually up some money now. It's made about 20 quid. Woo!
Sweet. And Gamercast makes...
Gamercast runs at a loss because there's no advertising on it. And all we've had is Bob Mann's 20 quid donation, which paid for half of the domain cost.
We need more donations.
Donations go to... paul@xbox360degrees.com. Checks can be sent into mail to Adam Dude, 17 Cardboard City.
I moved.
Oh, did you? Sorry.
I don't live at uni anymore.
You can't afford a box.
No.
I'll give you a box.
Not like Snake. Snake has a box. You had boxes in Metal Gear Solid 3.
Okay.
Right, that's it for this week. Send your mail to the normal place at...
feedback@gamercast.net on that.
And post your forums at portalforums.net. Make it interesting, people. I like reading them. And some people just write a load of crap.
Yeah, nobody... We haven't had any decent mail for ages.
And who is it? Mr.
Shh! No.
I'm not going there. Because he's unhappy that we're not talking about him. We don't talk about him.
Well, let's face it. Let's just talk about him. He's a right scumbag who should be put against a wall and shot.
He went on my MSN list without warning me. Disgrace.
He's a scumbag.
But we don't talk about him.
The undernamed one.
Because he wants to be talked about.
Well, we're talking about West anyway. That's what I mean. We're talking about West.
He was whinging because of... You put a little post on the last one saying, oh, nothing about me, I'm going to have to try harder.
Oh, dear. Try as hard as you want. You will never be mentioned in another episode of Gamecast. Unless, of course, Adam opens his big mouth again, like he just did.
We're not talking about that person, we're talking about him.
Say something.
No. We're not responding. My brain doesn't comprehend.
I was reading the chat room again, that's why you can't talk.
Brain cannot do two things at once. I need to upgrade to Windows Vista and then I might be able to multitask.
Are you left-handed?
Ambidextrous.
You'll need new drivers then. Drivers out of the box of Vista won't work for you. You have to get a floppy drive plug into your brain and load your drivers. Vista only works with right-handed people.
Yeah, but my mouse is ambidextrous mouse. It works on left and right-handed side.
So Windows left Vista, Brain Edition.
Oh, the brain
you load
edition
on your brain. If you try booting that up with your hand configuration, it will do something nasty.
Well, I'm right-handed, but it's just certain things I can't do with my right hand. I have to do it with my left hand. Like archery, I have to be left-handed archery. Eating, I'm left-handed knife and fork. But writing, I'm...
Weren't we supposed to be ending the episode, not
yeah,
going right into your medical history?
Yeah, okay. You asked the question.
I didn't ask anything. Stop making stuff up. There's no evidence to suggest whatever.
I had a whatever once. It tasted quite nice. We're going to end the episode. That's it for this week.
Yep, catch
I'm
you next
That's
week.
Cool. Bye-bye-bye. Hada hi. Go out there. Save your money for Oblivion. Spend the other half on Ghost Recon. There it is.
I think we can do that. Catch you next week.
Bye.